Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Now, friends, today is a very special feast day for our friends in the Philippines. Today is the feast of the Black Nazarene. Now, a lot of us here in the United States have no clue Nazarene. So we're going to fix that today. We are going to tell you all about the Feast of the Black Nazarene. The Black Nazarene is a statue, or Black Nazarene is a statue, and is a statue that was carved in Mexico and then transferred to the Philippines by the Augustinian Recollect Fathers. So the Feast of the Black Nazarene happens every year on January 9th in Manila. It involves carrying this life-size wooden statue of Jesus carrying the cross through the streets of Manila. People will touch clothes to the statue and make what they call healing relics from them, because they believe that the power of the statue will transfer to these cloths. So these cloths are healing relics, and great cures have come from them. Don't be mistaken about that. So after several hundred years of doing this, the parading through the streets of Manila, kissing the statue and touching cloths to it, it was in such bad shape that they now use a replica of the statue, which is called the Vicario, and the original is maintained in the Minor Basilica and National Shrine of the Black Nazarene in Quiapo, Manila, Philippines. Now, why January 9th? To go back to the statue having been carved by a Mexican artisan in the 16th century. Nobody knows who he was. It was brought to the Philippines in 1606. The boat that was carrying the statue burned in the harbor, and the statue suffered damage as a result. And it's a common belief, though it may be incorrect, that the scorching and the smoke is what caused the features on this wooden cross, this wooden statue, to appear black. Although there is some debate as to whether it is due to the type of wood from which the statue was made. So anyway, as the name Translacion implies, January 9th was the day that it was translated or moved from its original location in Lineta Park to Quiapo. The statue was originally brought to the Church of San Juan Bautista, St. John the Baptist, in Bugambayan, which is now Lineta, by Augustinian Recollect priests in 1606. In 1608, the statue was moved to a Recollect church in Intramuros, and the church was San Nicolas de Tolentino Church. It was moved to San Juan Bautista Church, again St. John the Baptist, in Quiapo, often called the Quiapo Church, on January 9th, 1787. In time, this date, the date of the Translacion, became known as the Feast of the Black Nazarene. The statue is called the Nazarene because Jesus was from Nazareth. It's referred to as being black because of the darkness of the statue, either due to the wood that it was made from or due to it having been burned on the boat in 1606. Additionally, two churches burned down around it. I think one was in 1621 and the other was in 1929. So the statue is paraded through Manila on January 9th. On Good Friday, which as we know is a movable feast each year, and on New Year's Eve. December 31st is the start of the novena to the Black Nazarene. January 9th is the end of the novena of the Black Nazarene, which is the feast day, of course, of the Black Nazarene or the Translacion. And then Good Friday, of course, is the culmination of the Passion of Christ. So that's the story of the statue of the Black Nazarene. Now we're going to move on to the Three Hail Marys novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities, all of the special intentions of all of us, especially our listeners. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us to the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessities. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, the Immaculate Mother of God, have mercy on us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, have mercy on us. Our Lady of Akita, have mercy, pray for us. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Our Lady of Knock, pray for us. Saint Therese the Little Flower, pray for us. Saint Joseph, the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. So let's talk about what the guys are up to this week. Friday, Ken is going to talk about the perpetual virginity of Mary and the quote-unquote brothers and sisters of Jesus. it's a show I'm definitely going to tune in for. And then on Monday, Luke will again be doing the part two of the Gospel of Jesus. He did part one last night. Like all of our shows, it's available online. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/the4persons.com/. And it will take you to our page where you can hear all of our shows and find every single show we've ever done. I asked William what he's doing, but he hasn't responded yet. He will, and I'll know hopefully tomorrow what he's doing. On Saturday, Lisa was supposed to have interviewed Mike Aquilino on her show. However, due to serious snowstorms in the Northeast and New England and New York, he was unable to get in. So it has been rescheduled for the 20th of January, which is 2 weeks from the original date, a little over a week and a half from today. And we'll go from there. So it's been a busy day around here. Prayed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We talked about the Feast of the Black Nazarene and why it's so important to all of our Filipino friends. And we prayed the Three Hail Marys Novena. Now, this is a perpetual novena, so we don't just pray it for 9 days and it's over. We keep praying it until the next novena comes up. Now, there are a bunch of saints that are on the calendar for today, but every single one of them has 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 lines, basically a blurb. And so I could have done, you know, a couple of lines about each of those saints, or I could have talked about the Feast of the Black Nazarene, and I would appreciate greatly your feedback on which you would prefer that I do in the future when we have one against the other. I would like to give you culture from around the world, Catholic culture from around the world, so that maybe you get a taste of Catholicism from the Philippines, and then next month a taste of Catholicism from Brazil, and then the next time maybe from Argentina. That way you kind of get a taste of everything Catholic around the world. Although, like I said, I could talk about, you know, 1 or 2, 3, 4, 5 lines about each saint that's on the feast, you know, that has the same feast day. Tomorrow, I think we've got one saint and we know a lot about him. So I'll start putting that together on the blog tonight. And then we'll talk about him tomorrow. And we've got 6 minutes left, but I've really run out of things to talk about. So we're going to call it a day. Unless John has joined us, then I don't know it yet, and he has something he wants to say. Nope. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and call it a day today, and I'll let you guys out a little bit early. By the time we're finished, it'll be about 5 minutes early. My name is Richard Pettis, and I want to thank all of you for joining me today to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And hopefully I'll be having some more updates tomorrow. And I will see you at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon in the same place. In the name of the Father, I want you to have a great day. and a great day tomorrow until we see each other at 3:30. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And, of course, that's 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, and 12:30 Pacific.